It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, I guess bombing the stuff out of them actually worked.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
This morning, they actually called Trump personally and said, please, please, please stop the bombing. We'll sign whatever papers you want us to sign. I'll be praised. So Trump called off the second wave of what he was going to send over there. And now it's looking like there might be, I know we've heard this before. Might be a serious deal in the way. They've done this before, though. And if Trump lets them pull this over on him one more time, where he sends a delegation to go sign a peace agreement, and it turns out they're bluffing, or they're obfuscating. Anyway, we'll get into it coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And this time, bridges and power plants not off the table? Yeah. Early voting started today. How to get a sample ballot. It's like a little cheat sheet you can take with you. I'll give you that. And I'll also go over some of the things I've been looking at when it comes to at least the primary. They've nabbed the most wanted fraudster in the federal child nutrition fraud program, you know, in Minnesota. This guy got away with millions of dollars. They're saying maybe even billions of dollars. He was supposed to be running a grocery store that catered to children. Instead, it was financing a lavish lifestyle and as many trips back to Somalia as he wanted to take. I'm the only one acknowledging that this maggot was from Somalia. Wonder why that is. Convicted killer Carmelo Anthony's family is using his crowdfunding to move and relocate and some living expenses. Number one, he's not going to need it where he's going. Number two, I'm giving the family the benefit of the doubt. And I'll tell you why coming up. Even when Norman tries to do something nice for the homeless, it gets screwed up. Another story coming your way on Freedom 96.9. So your calls in the meantime, 405-608-4377. Website, freedom969.com. My direct email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com. And then find me on Facebook and on X Profiles. Tomorrow, join me as I take the drive to H&H Shooting Sports. I'll be live from 4 to 7. Great specials for Dad, including Smith & Wesson's Shield Bundle. It includes a pistol, 3 magazines, and a Veridian sight. Then the Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle. It's a lever action. Looks a lot like the one that was, the rifle itself looks like the rifle that was used by John Wayne in True Grit. And it's on special as well. 20% off Pro-Tech automatic knives, all at H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian, that's tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. What is your name? You are on the air.
John from Oklahoma.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
Man, I want to buy one of them John Wayne rifles right now, man.
Yeah, it's a 22, so, I mean, I've shot one. It is cool because you're out at the range, you're shooting Western style, but it's not costing you, bang, that was $2.36.
That'd be kids, man. I was like 12 or 13. I mean, we was out in the woods. I learned how to shoot a gun when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing I learned most of all. I got something else to talk about, but
the main thing
is, you know, you don't point it anywhere but down.
Yeah.
And you keep the safety on.
Yeah.
When you're walking around with a firearm, you don't go walking around pushing it up. I've seen people put, you know, their hand, I just go, ah. They're like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Man, I don't care where I was. You point that thing down, keep it down. Put it where or holster it. Mm-hmm. But you don't walk around with a rifle up and down or this way or that anyway. Cattywampus, just, you know, it's total respect to firearms. Anyway, I don't want to push any buttons, but Man, you know, 1%, some guy talked about yesterday, 1% of the population works at minimum wage, right?
Yeah.
So if they all got a pay raise, everybody's been screaming for pay raises, and they all get them. They shut the airlines down. They shut the world down. But a poor man, you know, well, listen, I'll just say a couple of years ago, rent was only $400 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, here in Oklahoma. Now it's doubled. It's doubled over the past 10 years, and we're still making $7 an hour. Now, just one last thing, just push it out there. But, man, I raised a family on that. And how would that, you know, all this bad stuff, 1% of the population, you know, come on, people, somebody's going to have to take a bite somewhere. Instead of going to the Bahamas, I supported the guy, me, by myself. His family went to the Bahamas. Everybody got teeth fixed. Kid went to school, paid for everything. Just me, by myself, making 10 bucks an hour, 12 bucks an hour. For one guy, worked for 9 years. You know, until I, you know, I just had to quit. I couldn't do it anymore. But off and on between that and temporary services and whatever I could afford, man, I raised a family. But my rent was only $350. They, you know, they took the house I had, sold it, and then the guy wouldn't fix anything. Sold it out from under me. I had to leave because it wasn't his problem anymore.
Yeah.
But he would buy, you know, and the guy under the contract, whatever, he didn't raise my rent, but he tried to. Right.
Well, let's get back on track with the minimum wage and raising the minimum wage. And I hope you don't misunderstand, John, that I'm not against raising the minimum wage. I'm for raising the minimum wage for what the state's economy and marketplace will allow.
Everything is doubled, man. Everything is doubled.
I understand, so but that doesn't mean we have to have a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah. I worked on 12. I lived on 12.
Yeah.
And that was hard. But we had to have two incomes.
Well, most people do.
I never got no insurance. I couldn't afford anything. Could barely run my car, man. I had to go. And now with gas prices and everything, I'm just saying, y'all think about it. Maybe 15 is too high. Of course, not a minimum wage. 15. I don't know. I think that's a little, maybe around 12.
Okay. You're also ignoring what else this measure does. This measure not only raises the minimum wage, it then raises the minimum wage based on the standard of what the rest of the nation is.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, just please, you know, just we don't, I'm begging people to have some sort of, maybe rewrite it or adjust it a little bit.
Well, what we need to do is just, we need to go into the legislature and we need to raise the minimum wage the proper way, where people get their legislator to write up a bill to raise the minimum wage. I don't have a problem with.
Well, we got to do something for the people out here. We're dying, you know, poor people. And now with the food stamps and everything they're doing, what Trump is doing, people are killing each other out here for chump change, man. You know, and I'm telling you, man, maybe fentanyl is not such a bad idea. We'll just get rid of all the homeless that way, right on, man?
They're doing a pretty good job themselves. And, John, I got them run, but thanks a lot for the call. I would contend a large portion, not all, but a large portion of those who are homeless by choice because of drugs or mental illness. But, again, John, I am not against raising the minimum wage. I'm against mandating the minimum wage be raised and then be raised by a standard that is not an Oklahoma standard. Because moving forward, we would then set that minimum wage based on the cost of living in California, New York. Not just the cost of California and New York, but in the most expensive places to live in California and New York, the interurban areas of those states. They would all be thrown into the mix. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Rowdy from down by Stroud. I'm just leaving one of my donation spots, which was very unfriendly to me, too.
Oh.
But that guy, I mean, I caught the last part of it, but people don't understand. I just voted today, early voting.
Oh, good for you.
And people don't, that's because they changed after 45 years of voting the same spot. They didn't even know where I was supposed to vote, and then they put me some housing authority in some you know, slum part of town. So I've been going to the courthouse in Bolton for the last
five years.
But, you know, people understand that, like, I think you had someone the other day talking about, you know, fixed income, minimum wage is going to raise prices. I was just talking to my brother today. Mm-hmm. I was up for work with him, and he runs a store. And his store was one of the few stores, I won't tell you which store it is. It happens to be a coat factory, though.
Yeah.
But his store was one of the few stores that did everybody a mandatory raise. Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing, and then they're testing it. Well, the first thing that happened is all these people get raises, and the people have been working there. They're going, hey, wait, where's my raise? No, yeah. We're hiring them at a higher price. And then you have some people that was doing jobs getting a little bit more money. Well, do I get a raise? No. And, of course, my brother doesn't get a raise.
Yeah.
It actually cuts into his income because it comes out of his budget. You know, that, you know, that's how he gets his bonus checks and stuff like that. But it's just going to raise your wages. And like a guy said earlier, what's going to happen, it's going to raise the cost of stuff. And then you got people like myself who's on a fixed income, IRS, by the way, and they're going to sit there and go, you know, things are higher, and they're not giving me any more money. I have to go out there and figure out some way to hustle up money. And as for the people on food stamps and stuff, I can get a job. You know, I can't feel sorry for somebody that's out there getting holding their hand out. I know too many people. You know, what's your problem? Your disability? Well, I'm a drunk. Well, that shouldn't be a disability. That's a life choice.
That is a choice.
And you know, three or four generations of an old guy when I grew up, his name, he was blind, and that dude, he worked still while he's blind, and mm-hmm. he could come up and talk to you and feel your face and everything. His kids, except for maybe one, all turned out to three or four generations of just welfare, and they learned how to play the system. And what are you on government assistance for? Well, because I have a high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it might have something to do with you weighing 300 pounds and drinking beer all the time. But anyhow, what I really like is when they got tattoos and stuff like that, smoking cigarettes and stuff, and they say they can't eat. Yeah, I'm all about giving somebody a hand up, but not a handout.
Well.
And I think minimum wage, I think it's just bad.
My whole thing was I didn't want because John was getting all hung up on the minimum wage, and he was not getting hung up on what the actual issue is. The actual issue is State Question 832. State Question 832 doesn't ask if it should be raised, nor does it ask what people think it should be raised. It mandates that it be raised every year, starting in 2030, and then gets to $15 an hour 3 years later, and then from then on, it is set by a national standard. Now, wait a minute. Why would the state of Oklahoma set its minimum wage to a national standard? We should.
Yeah, we have one of the lowest cost of living around.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
that is what is more dangerous. That is what is more costly than.
And having looked at that question, too. They write them questions. I mean, that thing was a whole page long.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless you've studied it when you went in there, and it's always the it's proposed yes or proposed no and stuff like that. And, you know, you almost have to have an IQ test before you go vote because you don't even know what the heck you're voting on.
That's why you need to vote against. You vote against. I think the two words are for or against. You vote against.
Yeah, you know, I've done that. Mm-hmm. When they go to the general elections, always had a thing where you was voting for judges, and to get a judge kicked out, you have to have like 75% of registered voters. Well, mm-hmm. there's sometimes not even registered voters showing up to vote, and I thought it used to be.
Yeah.
And I always vote no. I mean, not so much that I don't care. I just think you shouldn't have that power that you're in. You're pretty much in there, and nobody can remove you.
Yeah, those are the retention votes. And the retention vote, usually I do my homework and say, okay, what kind of court has this guy had? And if he's been on the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had unanimous decisions, did I agree or disagree with those unanimous decisions? And sure enough, it worked. Last time we had a retention vote on a Supreme Court member, we got rid of one of the Supreme Court members, and it was one of the more liberal members. Got to run, Rowdy. Thank you for calling and your contributions to the Native Americans. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, we bombed the out of them. And it seems to have worked. Coming up next on Freedom 96.9. I know you're getting a lot of calls. You're getting a lot of emails. You're getting a lot of texts from politicians. Please, 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 please vote for me. Please vote for me. you're probably also getting a lot of calls, mails, and texts because you were born in 1961, trying to get you to sign up for Medicare, at least telling you you are eligible for it. So, all right, here's what you do. You forget all of those calls, don't answer any of them, and call this number, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make, and Eunice Corey and her team will make sure you're signed up, you're ready to go, and if there's any blanks, because you know how the government is, there will be blanks. Oh, yeah, that. We don't cover that. She can fill in the blanks for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Team, they will put together a plan that works for you with one simple phone call, 405-848-5790. Make sure you vote and make sure you call and get signed up for Medicare. 405-848-5790 from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids, a Clinton lover and Trump hater, MAGA phony Mike Mazie, woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119, 918-947-9459.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, called 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
We will never be bombed. Allah will protect us. That was reports from an Iranian television station last night, right as they got bombed. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Yeah, President Donald Trump revealed that top Iranian officials called him directly to request a halt to the bombing attacks. Bombing the bleep out of them evidently worked. Airstrikes in southern Iran targeted military and civilian infrastructure across the Hormozgan province, notably Shirik County, Keshem Island, and Bandar Abbas. The report did damage included water infrastructure. The Sirik and village of Bamandi lost concrete water storage reservoirs, which cut off drinking water for about 20,000 residents. Communications, a major telecommunications tower in Sirik, was destroyed. Radar sites were destroyed to the point where when they tried to fire retaliatory rockets, it was easy for U.S. Central Command to blow them out of the sky without any problem. Donald Trump said earlier today that a deal to end the conflict with Iran is nearly complete, adding that negotiators are finalizing documents and could sign the agreement within days. Speaking to reporters from the Oval Office, he declared the negotiators had reached a breakthrough. And he said that the agreement would ensure Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon, which he described as the central objective of his pressure on Tehran. He also said the Strait of Hormuz would reopen once the agreement was signed, potentially easing the pressure, and that J.D. Vance is expected to attend the signing ceremony, which he said could take place in Europe as soon as this weekend. Again, we've heard it before, but we shall see. What do you think? 405-608-4377. John in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Okay, well, I brought my family out here, but you know, I left home when I was 14 and I got a job because it was bad at home. I had a really, really violent, very horrible childhood. Somehow I managed to escape with a mind. But they kept sending me back to my mom. And then I ended up in a boy's home. Mm-hmm. But that saved my life. Okay, it's just, you got to get to the people early. You got to get to the kids early. You know, it changed my life. It gave me a foundation to rely on. When I turned 19, I joined the carnival, and I promised God, you know, I got out of trouble. I was in jail, did a bunch of crime and stuff whenever I was out of the boys' home, but eventually it worked, and I got out of trouble. God helped me, and I moved to Oklahoma after my wife. We were together for a few years. You know, I got married to her, and we came out here, and I raised my family. I started out in a temporary service because I knew I could do it. I did it in California. So I asked, then I would ask the people, hey, you know, kind of go against the rules a little bit, give me a job because they liked me so much. I made thousands of dollars. I raised my family that way, but not always for permanent. You know, a lot of jobs, when they hire you in different companies, you got to go through all the rigmarole and stuff and be there long enough. Then you go through probation period. Then you get hired on. And who knows, by that time, I've had a car breakdown. I've had a few days sick. And I'm not, you know, and by then it's just too much. And they don't take any excuses, you know, it's your company. But I still survived. I managed to survive. Yeah. When I went back to the temporary service, things all worked out. I had as long as the rent. Things have doubled now.
I understand.
So, By all rights, listen, I was able to pay my rent with 1 week's worth of wages. You can't.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson is defending the decision to move forward with an all-male crew for the Artemis 3 lunar mission, pushing back on criticism over the astronaut selection. The agency says the crew assignment remains focused on mission readiness as it prepares for the first planned return to the moon in decades. Friends of Big River Valley and the San Bernardino Mountains say it's almost time for the eagles to take flight.
The not-for-profit says eaglets typically fledge the nest between 10 and 14 weeks of age. Sandy and Luna are coming up on 10 weeks. The duo can be seen on the live nest cam hopping around and flapping their wings. And that, the organization says, is a sign that flight will happen soon. One other bit of news from Friends of Big Bear Valley. They say after weeks of studying the eaglets, they're pretty sure Sandy is a female and Luna is a male. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I'll be honest with you. I get nervous driving next to a semi, and I've got a good reason. In my years of doing this work, I've sat across from too many families who've lost someone to an 80,000-pound semi. I've seen the photographs. I've read the reports. A loaded semi can't stop the way your car can, and when a tired driver or a careless trucking company is behind the wheel, it's the people in the smaller vehicle who pay the price. So when I'm on the highway and one of those trailers is beside me, I slow down. I give it room. I get out of their blind spot. Please do the same for your family. And if the worst has already happened, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. Those trucking companies have teams of lawyers. You should too.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A former special education teacher at Frontier Public Schools is facing child abuse charges after classroom surveillance was reviewed by investigators. Mike Arnold was arrested earlier this year after footage allegedly showed him physically abusing a 6-year-old nonverbal student with special needs. The video reportedly shows Arnold pulling the child by the hair and using force in the classroom. School officials say Arnold was fired, but his teaching license remains active while the case is pending. Additional charges include domestic assault and battery, and the investigation continues. An Oklahoma Building Code Committee is reviewing possible changes aimed at increasing affordable housing. Officials say one proposal would allow some 4-story apartment buildings to be built with only one stairway instead of two. Supporters say the changes could lower construction costs and encourage more, quote, middle housing between single-family homes and large apartment complexes. Critics are questioning how much money developers would actually save with the process. Committee members are planning to meet once again before submitting further recommendations. The discussion continues as housing shortages continue growing across the state of Oklahoma. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to 3 granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shield.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts and agencies like DHS and mental health while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
We are officially bombing the stuff out of Iran. The president's also added bridges and power plants that are not out of the question anymore. All coming up on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews with Oklahoma's Talk Radio and The Drive, continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with high humidity and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm in the area. These thunderstorms may be accompanied by hail and strong winds. The low will be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning thunderstorm in some areas, with the rest of the day being rather cloudy. It won't be as hot as before, but will still feel humid. The high temperature will reach 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, anticipate mostly cloudy conditions with lingering humidity. There is a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms. The low temperature will be 73 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
So when you see the commencement of epic fury, if a conflict were to have to recommence, our ability to target, our ability to sense, our ability to see, our ability to get into networks has only been vastly improved over time.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saying that, okay, no matter what the Iranians try to pull, we're getting better at taking them out. We're getting more specific at taking them out. And he's right. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. What do you think of Iran calling directly to halt the attacks? Bombing the bleep out of them seems to have worked. What do you think? And it's voting early. That started today. Today and tomorrow, you can vote from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. You can also vote early Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. You'll want to make sure you bring your voter ID card or state, federal, or tribal ID. Remember, we check in Oklahoma where others do not. Otherwise, you'll be voting using the provisional ballot. There's no excuse needed. Oklahoma State Board of Director Communications Misha Moore said, if you're busy on election day and you're going to be out of town, maybe you're not able to be there in time, that's fine. You can vote today, tomorrow, or Saturday. Primaries for both Democrat and Republican elections are closed this year. Voters shouldn't let that deter them, regardless of your party. Every registered voter will get to weigh in on State Question 832, which proposes gradually raising Oklahoma's minimum wage to $15 and then basing it on a national average, not an Oklahoma average. Even if you can't vote in the Republican-Democrat primaries, you can still be able to vote for candidates who are selected for the November general election heading into this election cycle. And you can print up a sample ballot by heading to the State Election Board website, oklahoma.gov/elections, oklahoma.gov/elections. It'll give you a place to put in your zip code and your last name, and boom, you've got a ballot that you can print up and then kind of use as a cheat sheet if you like. I do that with lovely wife all the time. Not that it tells her how to vote, but there's a lot of things on that ballot she doesn't pay attention to, and she wants to be educated when she's casting her vote. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Foster and Bethany, thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, here's 9 people running for the governor.
Yeah.
6 people running for lieutenant governor. There's what is it, seven people running for superintendent of education.
Yeah.
How on earth am I going to know what those people are going to believe or anything?
Well, can you tell me if you are voting Republican or Democrat? Do you mind?
I'm voting Republican, and they're all Republican on my list here.
Right, but there's still plenty of them, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's nine people running for government, Republican.
Yeah. Okay.
So how am I going to know who is what? I think one of the television stations said they were going to have some of them on there, but how come we cannot have some way? I'd like to know if I know what church they go to, where they come from. You know, I don't know who they are.
Okay.
How can I know?
All right. Well, let's go down the list here, all right? And then I can tell you what I think.
Okay.
And you don't have to take my advice. You make up your own mind. But let's just start with governor, okay?
Okay, governor.
All right. I think there are four people who are qualified for the job.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Are they,
okay.
Where they come from?
So here are the four. McCall, Mazie, Keating, and Merrick.
Okay.
All right. Of those, I think Merrick is the only one with a written out plan of what he wants to do and how he wants to do it.
Merrick.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it there. You take it from there. You might be asking, well, what about Drummond? Gettner Drummond, I've disagreed with on a lot of his decisions as Attorney General. Therefore, I will disagree with a lot of his decisions as governor. I'm not going to elect someone with whom I disagree a lot with.
Well, yeah, I get cards in the mail saying, Mazie's is approved by the president and all that kind of stuff. Well, see, that doesn't mean much to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell me anything.
All right, let's move on to Lieutenant Governor, all right?
Okay, Lieutenant Governor.
Mm-hmm. On the Republican side, I'm thinking it's going to be between J.J. Humphreys and T.W. Shannon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right? Now, of those, T.W. Shannon, I think, probably has the most ballot familiarity and will probably win. J.J. Humphreys was a legislator. And he's done a lot of good conservative things as a legislator. But being lieutenant governor doesn't have anything to do with being a legislator. It has everything to do with being the biggest cheerleader of the state of Oklahoma. You are in charge of making sure other states know who we are and what we have to offer.
Uh-huh.
That's why I think T.W. Shannon is better equipped for that.
Well, here's the superintendent of the schools. How am I going to know where they've come from?
All right. There's only
background or what?
There's only one on there that has a platform that I agree with, and that's James Taylor.
Well, see, there's those kind of people, and how on earth is the normal layman out here that has no way of...
Right.
And they don't print what they believe. They just...
James Taylor and one other candidate are the only ones that have said they won't do every single thing that the teachers union wants them to do.
Okay, vote for them if they're against it. In fact, they ought to outlaw that teacher union, more than I'm concerned.
All right. Anybody else you want to go over?
Well, there's a labor commissioner, an insurance commissioner.
Okay, labor commissioner. It's down to two. Lisa Janlew and Kevin West.
Okay, well. Okay.
See, Lisa Janlew has an impressive resume as a businesswoman and a very long track record, so she knows what it takes to hire and fire someone. Kevin West did what few others have done, and that is he learned how to legislate conservatively, even though most of his record is kind of on the left, is kind of liberal.
Well,
so I'll just leave that there. Lisa Janlew is who I'm going with.
What about the insurance boys?
Let's see here.
There's four of them.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I see that about a lot
of
things.
I'm looking at Justin Hornbeck.
Justin Hornbeck?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. That's Corporation Commissioner. Never mind. Marty Quinn. Hands down, Marty Quinn.
Okay, I've got that.
Marty Quinn, he's the only one that suggests the insurance commissioner should have a say in what insurance rates are.
Well, I think that's right.
Yes, so do I.
You got Corporation Commissioner.
Hornbeck, that's who I want. Yeah.
I think everyone probably ought to vote for Kevin Hearn, the senator, don't you?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
See, for the U.S. senator that's coming up,
yeah.
I think that's a good deal.
Yes.
And I like Leo Stein and the county assessor.
I do, too.
And you got a corporation commissioner. I don't know them. Hornbeck, you mentioned.
I mentioned Hornbeck because you want a corporation commissioner who will question why these corporations and why these power companies want to raise our rates and not give them a blank check.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for... You have more knowledge about who they are, and that's what I'm interested in.
Well, and you know what? It doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what the people think, and this is just the first round. So we're going to be doing this again, Foster. We're going to be doing this again in the runoffs because there's so many. That tells
me there'll be another runoff.
There's going to be a lot of these names are going to be in the runoff. I promise you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
I sure thank you for.
All right.
I think one of the television stations said they were going to have, a group of these people on there too.
Yes. Yes.
About this evening.
I think they are. Right. They're going to have it'll be the Republican governor's debate. Yeah.
Thank you much.
You are welcome. And thank you for listening on freedom969.com, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Oak Pack has put together a pretty comprehensive summary, and they involve all of the candidates. So the summary is not very short for a summary, but it is helpful, and it has summarized some of the records of these people and some of the the general thoughts of these people. So just go to where is it? Let me find it. I had the website here yesterday, and it left me. It left me like my dog left me once. Here we go. OCPACaction.com. OCPACaction.com. And that's going to be helpful. Also, Ballotpedia, BALLOTPEDEA.com, and OklahomaVoice.com. Those are some places you can go to have a look and see some of the records of some of these people in some of these lesser races. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Early voting in full swing, by the way. And as far as I'm concerned, vote no on State Question 832. That's raising the minimum wage to ungodly amounts of money, okay? The other thing I want you to vote for is Frontier Motors. Frontier Auto Group. They are in El Reno, family-oriented and ready to check your engine light or your low-pressure pressure tires, your weak battery, your AC. It's not as cold as you'd like since it's, 96 degrees today? Or any recalls or safety issues. By the way, they do it all for free. And that's a big value for a short drive to El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Vote for them next time you need a new vehicle or just want to keep the one you got running a little bit longer. Frontier Auto Group. Oh, and make sure to vote, too, in the upcoming election. Frontier Auto Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
David Austin. Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times or more.
All good things must come to an end.
And Stevens Ford wants you to know that employee pricing will end soon. If you've been thinking about trading for a new Ford but just kept putting it off, don't miss this money-saving offer. You pay the same price that a Ford employee would pay for any new Ford. Not only is that a low price, but there are so many other money-saving reasons to act now, like $1,500 off on any Explorer or $1,000 off on F-150. There's just no time to list them all here, so don't miss out. If you've had credit problems in the past, don't let that stop you, because nobody will work harder to get you the credit that you need. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes, and time is running out. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today and save.
Listening to citizens solving problems, delivering results. Progress through performance. It's action you can see.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th. Managing county government, improving roads and bridges, providing core services, and keeping our communities safe. I respectfully ask for your vote to continue the progress in Canadian County.
On June 16th, re-elect conservative Republican Tom Mansky.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Mr. Plattner seems to be one of the new faces of the loon wing of the Democratic Party. He always looks like he's straining to have a stool. I guess he goose-steps to the beat of his own drummer. He makes Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez look like Aunt Bee.
John Kennedy again at it, this time talking about the candidate for senator from Maine, Graham Plattner. 405-608-4377. And the Democrats think, oh, he's the face. He's the new face of the Democrat Party. 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377. Will you vote early or day of? What do you think? Stark is in Logan County. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Love your show. Your name of your radio station, Freedom, to me is a key principle for this minimum wage question. Mm-hmm. The freedom should be with the employer and the employee on a minimum wage. It's not even about the government having anything to do with it. We have all these private companies and employers. They should set their own minimum wage. And if you're an employee and you don't like that minimum wage, you're free to go find another company that has a different minimum wage or to improve your condition, be it through, you know, improving your skill or whatever it might be. Most people will take a minimum wage job just to get bills paid, just to get experience, and just to be in a place where they can develop skills and get certifications, hopefully in an area where they can get higher wages. So, the one to set the minimum wage should be, in a free country, the employer, and the employer and the employee are both free to find companies that would match what they're looking for and to compete to get that wage. It's not the government that should be setting the minimum wage.
I agree. And it also should not be a standard that comes from some average that is drawn from the interurban areas of Los Angeles and New York and Detroit and Chicago.
That's right. That's right. It should be up to that employer. The employer has a product or a service, and they should set their wages for their employees. And if you're an employee and you don't like the wage you're earning, well, then go look for all these other companies and see what their wages are and what they're doing, and find an employer and a skill set which will improve that minimum wage. There's nothing stopping you in this country from doing that other than yourself.
My first boss on my interview, his first three questions to me were, do you like to talk to people? Yes. Do you like music? Yes. Do you have any insanity in your family? Because it's a lot of hours, it's a lot of boring time in a studio all by yourself, and you are not going to get rich. So if all that's cool with you, you can come to work for us. I mean, he really did a great job of managing my expectations. And all of the answers to those questions were, no, I don't have any insanity in my family, but this is what I was put on this planet to do. And I know I'm not going to get rich.
That's right.
That's not why I got into the business. I got into the business because I thought this is why I was put on this planet. And I've done all right. Yeah. I haven't been poor, but I've done all right.
Yeah.
So
we live in a free country where you can choose what profession you get into, find something you enjoy. And if you want a higher wage, well, then go to an employer that will maybe get you a higher wage and find a certification or training to improve that skill level. But it should not be the government's job to set minimum wages for companies. That's the job of the employer and the companies. We have all these private companies, all these employers. They should be free to set their wage, and the employee is free to better their case, better their training to compete for those higher paying jobs.
There is not a society of evil employers who all get together and pray around a candlelit pentagram with evil music playing, and they all go, we're going to make it to where nobody can afford anything, nor make any money ever. No, that's not happening. The way the left thinks it is.
No, and if you're sitting there frustrated with a wage, well, then you need to realize we have a country full of all kinds of employers out there. Go and take some time and dig in and find some other work that will give you that wage that you want and improve your condition.
I mean, on the reciprocal of that, the reciprocal of that, Stark, is if you are making a ton of money and you're miserable, you need to rethink what you're doing in this world.
Sure.
And if you're working your butt off and you're not making enough money to make ends meet, then you need to rethink what you're doing and why you're doing it. Thanks
There's
a lot.
So many employers, so many jobs, so many opportunities. I mean, you're not limited. It's a free country. So let's not let the government set things.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A Midwest city man indicted for threatening President Donald Trump online. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. FBI officials say an arrest has been made in the multi-million-dollar Feeding Our Future fraud case, marking the first capture from the DOJ's most wanted fraud list tied to the scheme. Investigators say the case involves widespread misuse of federal child nutrition funds, with more arrests and prosecutions expected as the investigation continues. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is calling his meeting with Jeffrey Epstein a grave error in judgment.
Gates appeared for a closed-door testimony testimony before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday, where he faced questions about his relationship with the late financier. According to Gates, he never victimized anyone. He also said he never witnessed or had any indication that Epstein was engaged in ongoing criminal conduct. The Microsoft co-founder claims Epstein sought to foster a personal relationship with him, but his focus remained on using Epstein to recruit new donors for his global health initiative. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Federal prosecutors say the Palisades fire arson suspect in California wanted revenge on society.
On Wednesday, opening statements were delivered in the trial of 30-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht. He's accused of starting the Lockman fire on New Year's Day 2025, which later became the Palisades fire. Prosecutors say the Uber driver was angry at society because he had no friends and wasn't invited to any New Year's celebrations. Rindernecht's attorney, Steve Haney, says his client is being wrongfully blamed, and the trial will prove the Lockman fire was actually caused by a firework. Prosecutors say Rindernecht is to blame for both fires. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Taylor Swift's appearance at Game 4 of the NBA Finals drew cheers from the Madison Square Garden crowd, but not everyone was impressed. ESPN analyst Monica McNutt questioned Swift's Knicks fandom on the broadcast, saying, quote, "She's not a Knicks fan. Get out of here." The comments came before the Knicks rallied from a 29-point deficit to beat the Spurs in a historic comeback. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Over 1 million...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Midwest City man has been indicted for allegedly threatening President Trump online. Federal prosecutors say 46-year-old Howard Gimme posted a threat on social media back in May and now faces a federal charge of making threats against the president. Could be facing up to 5 years in prison, and additional hearings are expected later in the year. Commissioners in Cleveland County have begun interviewing candidates to become the county's next sheriff after former Sheriff Chris Amason resigned and pleaded no contest to embezzlement. Acting Sheriff Mike Finley says he's called for a special election, but commissioners say state law requires an appointment instead. County leaders say they have a strong group of candidates to consider, with interviews beginning Tuesday this week and continuing in the coming days. City leaders in Norman will not move forward with a proposal allowing temporary homeless encampments on private residential property. Council members said homelessness has become a growing burden for cities with limited state support. Opponents argued the proposal could hurt neighborhoods and property values, while supporters said more temporary solutions are needed while a permanent shelter is being built. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
They've nabbed the most wanted fraudster in the federal child nutrition program. And yes, he is a Somali. I say, at the risk of being accused of being a racist. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with high humidity and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm in the area. These thunderstorms may be accompanied by hail and strong winds. The low will be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning thunderstorm in some areas, with the rest of the day being rather cloudy. It won't be as hot as before, but will still feel humid. The high temperature will reach 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, anticipate mostly cloudy conditions with lingering humidity. There is notice a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms. The low temperature will be 73 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new Freedom 96.9, 2026 is more than just a new year. It's a celebration of American spirit and the freedom to explore. We're honoring two monumental milestones, 250 years since the birth of our nation and the 100th year of the historic Route 66. Freedom on the airwaves, freedom on the open road. Join us for the year-long celebration of America's history. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I'm going to be taking it on location to H&H Shooting Sports live tomorrow from 4 to 7. Great specials for Dad, including Smith & Wesson Shield Bundle. It includes the pistol, three magazines, and a Viridian sight. Henry's Golden Boy Rifle is a .22 caliber that looks like that slick rifle John Wayne used in True Grit. Even has that extra long reloading handle so you can twirl it around your hands and say, "Feel your hands, you son of a bee!" No, don't do that. That's probably not very safe. Anyway, it is on special. 20% off Pro-Tech automatic knives. You see, Dad does not want a mug that says, "Number one, Dad." He wants something he can play with at H&H Shooting Sports. So that's tomorrow. I will be live just in time for Father's Day at Oklahoma's Home for Guns and Gear, I-40 and Meridian. Tomorrow, come by and see me in person. Oh, we'll have some great yummies for you from Okie Dokie Bakery. And I think I'm going to have a couple of door prizes. So we might even play Fix the Joke. Did that last time, and it seemed to go well. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Lee, did you know the Oklahoma company that was hired to paint the reflecting pool blue? Yes, they were from Atoka, and Trump invited them to the Oval Office for basically just to kind of, he was signing autographs, and he wanted to kind of gab with them a little bit.
Mr. President, if I had you sign the OU hat, would you say Boomer Sooner?
I'll do it.
If I brought you an OU hat, would you say Boomer Sooner? And he said, "Yeah, I'd say it. Yeah." So thank you. Dan writes, Lee, Norman is run by leftists. Stitches and Congress should clean. Let me see if I can figure this out here. Dan writes, Norman is run by leftists. Stitches and Congress should clean it up with state laws. Okay, he's talking about the homeless. Remove the homeless with the National Guard and put them in the Norman mayor's yard. I like that idea. A little later on, they tried to do something else in Norman to get rid of the homeless, and it backfired. Didn't work. Different Dan says, what is so terrible about data centers, Lee? What are these that is causing so many problems? All right, well, people are worried about the water usage. They're worried about the strain on the power grid, and they're worried about noise pollution. They're also worried about what it'll do to the tax base, because if a data center comes in, does it devalue your neighborhood if it's next to your neighborhood, or does it increase the value of your neighborhood? Does it increase your property taxes because it's adjacent to your neighborhood? They're worried about all those things. They're also worried about, okay, what about building the data center? Is that going to cause a problem with all the people that have to come in and do the building and taking up hotel rooms and taking up apartments and residences while they do this? So I understand all of that when it comes to the data center argument. I understand that. I'm confident we're going to figure it out. A lot of the towns and counties do need to look the gift horse in the mouth and look carefully at the gift horse in the mouth and don't just say, yeah, sure, you can build whatever you want. We're not doing anything with that property. But I think all of the other issues will be worked out because AI is here to stay. That toothpaste ain't going back in the tube, and neither are data centers. So we can either be on the train or under it. I'd prefer to be on it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts, and coming up, They've nabbed the most wanted fraudster in the federal child nutritional program. And yes, you can probably guess his heritage. Freedom 96.9. Instead of getting Dad a tie, besides, who wears a tie anymore? Get Dad a new holster for his pistol. How about that? From H&H Shooting Sports, Father's Day just around the corner. And instead of getting Dad the number one dad in the world coffee mug, well, why don't you get him some new magazines for his pistol? Or maybe a strap for his AR? He doesn't have a pistol or an AR? Well, get him one at H&H Shooting Sports. It's Lee Matthews. They've got the Shield Plus 9mm bundle. That is three total mags and a Viridian optic included in the bundle, $479.99. A lot of times you can't even get the pistol for that. Henry's Golden Boy. This is a unique 22 caliber lever action rifle, and it's fun. It's fun to have something Old West style, but it's not going to run you broke when you take it to the range to shoot it because it shoots 22, and it's only $589.99. Another great Father's Day gift idea. All from H&H Shooting Sports. Also, 20% off all Pro-Tec knives. H&H Shooting Sports, your Father's Day headquarters and headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com. And on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal grows. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's been 1 week.
So you just heard it, a severe thunderstorm warning for the Concha area. We do have cloudy skies and rain moving through the metro at this point. And this will be moving through, breaking up, and moving through again between now and 10 p.m. tonight. Low 67. We need the rain. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 84. Tomorrow night, 70. Saturday, 20% chance of rain, high 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 76. 85 right now and wet at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Jacqueline writes, Lee, the Presbyterian Church of United States is debating whether sexually active clergy must be in exclusive monogamous relationships. That is a chilling example of what happens when individuals and churches fail to hold fast to God's word. And Jacqueline, it just is, I would say it should be up to the individual parishes. If they want to hire a single pastor and they think that pastor has what they're looking for in that particular church, that particular parish, okay. If they believe that's a man, okay. If they believe that's a woman, that's okay. I mean, my home, the church I grew up in, was staunchly traditional, and little by little has become, and now we have a female pastor. And I don't mind. In fact, I went to high school with her. She's a great person. Highly, highly creative and highly spiritual. And I think she's every bit as good a pastor for that little church as anybody else has ever been. So, but I do know, wow, there are so many schisms going on among some of the Protestants. The Nazarenes are having problems struggling with homosexuality. The Lutherans are struggling with, I don't know if they're struggling with homosexuality, or I don't think they're having a problem with female-male. The Methodists are having problems with homosexuality and male-female. We got to get back to the biblical truths. And being Christian, like Christ. That's what the word means. Christian, like Christ. 405-608-4377. You know, J.D. Vance, I was listening to an interview of J.D. Vance. He was raised as a Protestant. As he became an adult and began looking for and trying to re-grasp his spirituality, which he felt he'd walked away from, he found that his needs were all being met by the Roman Catholic Church, which is very unusual. It's unusual for a Protestant to go Roman Catholic. And the reason is that Roman Catholicism has rules. Roman Catholicism has procedures. Roman Catholicism has rituals that a lot of Protestants don't like. But it also adds order to your faith. You have a step-by-step process you can follow. You don't have to stick by it, you know, or you lose your faith, but it gives you a framework, whether it's praying, whether it's your duties as a Christian, whether it's working your way through that spirituality and the steps of that spirituality. And that can appeal to some people. And because J.D. Vance was a Marine, I thought to myself, you know, the Marines are very structured. That life is very structured. And I think that structure is what he was looking for, because he didn't have it as a child in his abusive relationship with his mother. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I did not mean to go down that religious or Protestant rabbit hole, but Jacqueline, thanks a lot for the email on lmatthews@freedom969.com. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews on the Drive. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Dennis in Kingfisher.
Dennis. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, everybody needs structure these days. There ain't nothing wrong with it, whether you get in the church or the military,
yeah,
or serving your country.
I like having an order. Now, I'm not Roman Catholic, but my faith has order. We have a calendar we follow. In the service, we have certain steps we take. You don't have to stick to those steps, but there are steps we take. And I like having that order to my faith. So I'm one that does like that.
Well, I was raised a Methodist, and I found myself going to Nazarene Church. Over a Methodist church out here. I was born back east, so it's a little different.
Methodist Church is in trouble right now. There's a big schism going on the homosexuality issue.
Yeah, I think it all changed when they started having the, not that I'm against it, but they started having female reverends.
I think that started getting people thinking, okay, well, if we're going to do that, what's the next step we're going to take? And then when the next step was, we need to at least welcome people of different sexual preferences to our altar, that's when they said, okay, then things have just gotten way out of whack for me. And off they went. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's what's going on.
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier, I think everybody needs a little structure in their life. I mean, you can go to a church, and you can just, if they start having, you can say, look, I'm just here to experience the camaraderie. Can you give me a couple times here, and I'll see if I like this church? And I bet money they'll back off.
Well, let's use Methodism as an example. Now, I'm no religious historian, but I do know Methodism grew out of a need for people to... it used to be in the Church of England, you did not pray unless you were in the church, and you did not pray unless there was a priest present with whom to pray. You weren't allowed to make up your own prayers. You had to pray what the preacher was praying, and if you needed special prayers, you went to the preacher, and he helped you pray that pray. Okay, well, the Methodists were the ones who said, wait a minute, how come I can't pray in my living room? How come I can't pray in my kitchen? How come I can't pray if I'm out in the woods by myself? And so they started getting together and doing that, and they were looked down upon. How dare you pray without a priest? How dare you pray without being in a church? How dare you? You Methodist. And then it went from there.
Well, doesn't it say in the Bible, as long as you worship my Father, it doesn't go into...
I don't want to get into an argument about it. I was looking at the irony of the Methodists forming a church from breaking away from rigid rules, and now it seems like rigid rules are what are dividing them.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, those are the three biggies: politics, religion, and what's the other one? There's another one.
No, and by the way, I didn't mean to belittle your biblical quote. Yes, it does say that, and I agree. But I didn't want to get into – I didn't want to turn it into a Sunday school lesson.
Oh, no. You're quite all right. Yeah. We might bump heads, but that'll never change where I listen to your show at.
Well, that's what the conversation's all about, Dennis. Thank you for listening.
Yep. Talk to you later.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. What about this weather? Got an update coming up. I love how some of the candidates for Congress, their platform is they're going to make health care cheaper. Health care is not, well, I don't know how they're going to make health care cheaper, because most of the expense from health care comes from the feds. But be that as it may, you don't have to worry about it if you are on Medicare. And you are on Medicare, aren't you? Oh, well, if you're not, you will be very soon, especially if you were born in 1961. Bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, too, emails, texts, and not just from candidates saying, please vote for me. You are getting calls about Medicare and signing up for Medicare. Here's how you take care of it all with one phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and they'll set you up with a plan that'll work for you in no time. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the best call you can make. And the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Make sure to vote, and make sure to call the Well Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guaranteed. guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times or more. All good things must come to an end. And Stevens Ford wants you to know that employee pricing will end soon. If you've been thinking about trading for a new Ford but just kept putting it off, don't miss this money-saving offer. You pay the same price that a Ford employee would pay for any new Ford. Not only is that a low price, but there are so many other money-saving reasons to act now, like $1,500 off on any Explorer or $1,000 off on F-150. There's just no time to list them all here, so don't miss out. If you've had credit problems in the past, don't let that stop you, because nobody will work harder to get you the credit that you need. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes, and time is running out. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today and save.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Weather on the radar sure looks a lot worse than it does when you're looking right at it. According to Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies, 80% chance of rain between now and 10 p.m., low 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 84, low of 70. Then into Saturday, 20% chance of rain, high 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 76, 85 right now. The Oklahoma DHS is adapting a new federal supplemental nutrition assistance program requirement. I'll get into that. And the biggest fraudster who's taking a lot of SNAP money has finally been apprehended. And guess what? He's from Somalia. No other news entity is willing to tell you that. Medicare fraud has touched Oklahoma. We'll get into the extent of that coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Make sure to join us on Thursday when we will have Eric Erickson in person at 405 Social, 140 41 North May from 3 to 7. A chance to meet him in person, munch on some appetizers, and hear what he has to say. Take a selfie with him. I'll be there. Take a selfie with me. All from Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. A House Democrat is criticizing the GOP's investigation of Act Blue, while Republicans continue examining whether the fundraising platform properly screened donations. The Trump administration has suspended federal funding to Los Angeles's homeless agency amid an investigation into alleged fraud and financial mismanagement. Father's Day is coming up on the 21st, and the day has a very different vibe than Mother's Day.
That's because shopping for dad is tough, because guys don't typically drop hints about what they want or don't want. According to the National Retail Federation, we'll drop about $226 on Dear Old Dad. And to save you some panic shopping, they say dads want special outings with experience-based gifts, tickets to a game, a concert, and don't forget dinner. Not all dads are masters of the grill, but they are all masters of the TV remote. I'm Bree Tennant.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I'll be honest with you. I get nervous driving next to a semi, and I've got a good reason. In my years of doing this work, I've sat across from too many families who've lost someone to an 80,000-pound semi. I've seen the photographs. I've read the reports. A loaded semi can't stop the way your car can, and when a tired driver or a careless trucking company is behind the wheel, it's the people in the smaller vehicle who pay the price. So when I'm on the highway and one of those trailers is beside me, I slow down. I give it room. Get out of their blind spot. Please do the same for your family. And if the worst has already happened, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. Those trucking companies have teams of lawyers. You should too.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Midwest City man has been indicted for allegedly threatening President Trump online. Federal prosecutors say 46-year-old Howard Gimmie posted a threat on social media back in May and now faces a federal charge of making threats against the president. Could be facing up to 5 years in prison, and additional hearings are expected later in the year. Commissioners in Cleveland County have begun interviewing candidates to become the county's next sheriff after former Sheriff Chris Amason resigned and pleaded no contest to embezzlement. Acting Sheriff Mike Finley says he's called for a special election, but commissioners say state law requires an appointment instead. County leaders say they have a strong group of candidates to consider, with interviews beginning Tuesday this week and continuing in the coming days. City leaders in Norman will not move forward with a proposal allowing temporary homeless encampments on private residential property. Council members said homelessness has become a growing burden for cities with limited state support. Opponents argue the proposal could hurt neighborhoods and property values, while supporters said more temporary solutions are needed while a permanent shelter is being built. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. one roof at a time.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts and agencies like DHS and mental health while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
Convicted killer Carmelo Anthony's family is using his crowdfunding account for moving and living expenses. Guess he won't need it where he's going. Oklahoma's Talk Radio continues with The Drive on Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with high humidity and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm in the area. These thunderstorms may be accompanied by hail and strong winds. The low will be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning thunderstorm in some areas, with the rest of the day being rather cloudy. It won't be as hot as before, but will still feel humid. The high temperature will reach 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, anticipate mostly cloudy conditions with lingering humidity. There is a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms. The low temperature will be 73 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is tall.
Mr. Plattner seems to be one of the new faces of the loon wing of the Democratic Party. He always looks like he's straining to have a stool. I guess he goose-steps to the beat of his own drummer. He makes Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez look like Aunt Bee.
That is Senator Kennedy of Louisiana talking about Graham Plattner, who is running for Senate in Maine. That's the guy with the Nazi tattoo that they're trying to downplay. You know, the guy they're trying to make out as, yeah, he's the new face of the Democrat Party. Yeah. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Jerry and Meeker, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good, sir.
All right. So, yes, this conversation you briefly had about denominations, different religions and stuff like this.
Yeah.
We live in such a great country that we're allowed to actually have that conversation and have different denominations of Christianity and have other different denominations or other religions as well.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say I love this country. I love it. When I was in the Navy, you know, you get to see things that a lot of people... We take this country too far for granted.
Oh, we do. Really do. One of my best friends ever, I mean, you don't remember meeting your parents because they've been in your life your whole life. You don't remember meeting your brothers and if your older siblings because they've always been in your life. And this guy was born a couple of days after me, and he lived right next door to me. And so we've known each other our whole lives. He joined the 82nd Airborne. And when he came back, he and I were having a beer, and I said, you don't have to tell me any war stories, but what's the one that sticks with you the most? And he said he was a communications guy. So he was up on a telephone pole rigging some communications equipment, and he was in Angola, Africa. And two women in a some kind of a hovel near where he was got into an argument over who was going to use a broom. And one got out a machete and hacked the other one to death.
Yep.
And he said that's when I realized what the American dream is. The American dream is to live in a country where life is not that cheap.
Yes.
Where you're going to lose your life over a broom.
I hope it doesn't. See, it seems to be going that way, but I hope it doesn't. But yes, yeah, there is. Yeah. You know, when you get overseas, like I went to Oman, you know, us sailors, we were kind of like having a party over there at the pool, and a couple of guys showed up with their AKs and said, you need to go to your hotel room now. Yes, sir. Why? What's going on? You are not allowed to drink around here, period, end of story. Go to the hotel room. And we're like, okay. So then, then you can go to the hotel room and order liquor from the embassy. So go figure.
Okay. As long as you don't do it in front of everybody else, right?
So, I mean, it's just, you know.
Now, you could probably stone your wife to death out in public and nobody would think of it. Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, hey, she deserved it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't say that, but that's how they are.
No, I get that. Yeah, no, I know that's exactly what's going on.
That's coming from me. That's coming from them. But, you know, I just love this country and I'm so proud to be an American. I will never stop loving America, ever.
Neither will I.
Even after I die.
Right. And that is why I try not to get too bogged down in religious arguments. I really don't.
Right. But at the same time, it's like we kind of have to because there are differences in our denominations. I tell people there's a difference in my religion is Christianity. My denomination is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
And whatever you want to believe is whatever you want to believe in.
But I respect, I'm not one of these that disrespects you because you have a Mormon Bible. I don't disrespect you for that. I know there are those who do.
We get it all the time.
And I go to a faith where we have what's called the Book of Common Prayer, which is almost like a secondary Bible. And I'm sure there are those that would say, oh, well, I can't believe you're not just getting everything you need out of the Bible. No, the Book of Common Prayer is the order to which we in my faith, the order to which we conduct our prayer. Now, one would argue, why do you need that? Well, I don't need that.
Right. I mean, I would agree with you on that.
I hate to tell people who are Masons. There's a thing called the Masonic Bible. It is written with Masonic code prevalent, and the Mormon Bible is the same way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know, and also I used to be the funny thing about it. I used to be pagan Wiccan a long, long time ago, and I was called a cult member then. And now I'm part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'm called a cult member again. I'm like, can you guys keep make up your mind? Make up your mind.
Pick one.
I don't care. Just get it out, you know? So, but, we certainly do appreciate your allowing us the opportunity to exercise the First Amendment. And let's continue to keep this country great.
And, you know, the one thing, and I don't know if this is just if this were just my next, I had several next door neighbor families who were LDS, and I had one of them explain to me that one of their teachings is that the United States is accurate.
I've not heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
But okay,
let's the Bible.
Yeah, for the sake of argument, let's say I said to them, I can easily see that because it is everything that is promised in the New Jerusalem. The United States is everything that is promised in the New Jerusalem. So
it's crazy, and I will look into that. That's interesting. I'll definitely look into that.
Yeah, or I may be remembering wrong. Doesn't matter.
No, you're fine.
But
you're fine.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.
Know, that's what I. You have a good day. Thanks a lot, Lee. Yep. One last thing. Happy anniversary to my lovely wife of 15 years.
And go vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Vote. Thank you.
Coming up, Jerry and Meeker on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Coming up, SNAP benefits. They're going to be adjusted. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I was on a road trip with a lovely wife not too long ago, and we had that adaptive cruise control on the Matthews Mobile on, and she was driving. Well, she doesn't like it because it kind of takes control away from you, and then it figures out if you do that if you fight it too much, it thinks you're drowsy, and it'll tell you you're drowsy. It does that using artificial intelligence. So if artificial intelligence is that advanced at this point, what's it going to be like in another 10 years? Yeah, I'm Lee Matthews. Automobiles used to be simple, and now they're just basically gas-powered computers. Frontier Auto Group has seen all the comings and goings of all of the sophisticated and all of the fashionable and industrial things that can come and go with vehicles, and they've been there to service them all as they have come and gone. And one thing that has stood out is that since they've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, Frontier Auto Group wants to help continue to support the community. They offer to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning. Speaking of batteries, your battery can go bad just as quickly in the summer as it can in the winter. In the winter, it can freeze, and in the summer, it can cook. So have them check it out, or any other recall or safety issue, and they do it at no charge. They check all of this also anyway during the regularly scheduled service visits, but they're here to make sure you're taken care of at Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
Tractor Bob. TractorBob.com.
They don't want to hire you because your paper might say Oklahoma School for the Blind.
I was just completely homebound because I was always too afraid to go outside. I want to be a productive member of society, and that's what DRS has given me.
They offer you opportunities to, like, getting a job, helping you learn how to advocate for yourself, find the best way to try living your life in the fullest way possible.
Oklahoma and DRS has been the biggest blessing in my life.
See me.
Not my disability.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, cloudy skies and 80% chance of rain from now until 10 p.m. The rain will come through and then kind of break up into scattered showers. Low tonight, 67, partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high 84. Tomorrow night, 74, low Saturday, 20% chance of rain, high 84. 85 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Joe is somewhere in or near Norman. Thank you for hanging on, Joe.
Thanks, Lee. Yeah, I'm actually driving on my way to go see Jake Merrick speak tonight. Ah. I seem to have left him out of the debate, but I wanted to kind of, you know, I first started hearing him talking about politics on this station years ago, and kind of volunteered for his campaign, did all that kind of stuff, and the craziness is. With Oklahoma polling, you can say what you want about Jake Merrick because he's not the most well-funded candidate out there. Mm-hmm. However, you look at a candidate like Drummond, and I only say this because I've knocked a lot of doors and delivered signs and stuff, and I have yet to find any Drummond supporters. Why is he ranking so high in the polls and I can't seem to find any of his supporters?
A lot of polls, all they measure is familiarity. So it doesn't mean, just because they know the name, doesn't mean they find it favorable. You know, back in music, back in music radio, when I was doing music radio, they would qualify and they would test music and try to see what people, they would get people in auditoriums and they would play snippets of songs and they would ask them to, A, do you find the song familiar? B, if you find it familiar, do you like it? C, if you like it, do you want to hear it again? Now, let's interpolate that to politics. Do you find the candidate familiar? If you find him familiar, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And if it's a good thing, has that candidate done anything to make you remember them? Or has the bad thing done something to make you remember them? You see, that's what polls all measure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just strange to me that particular candidate, Drummond, I would love to talk with somebody about. You know, I don't get into this thing of who you hate the most kind of thing. I hate that kind of politics. But I just look at, I really don't see anybody pushing for Drummond. Like, you know, just individuals that I run into and knock doors.
No, you don't. I'm convinced he got himself elected for attorney general. Because he knew that every time he ruled on something, it would make the news and people would remember who he is. And it worked. People know who he is, but that doesn't mean they like him. So what you are seeing is, I think that's the results of what you are seeing with your little focus group of the doors you've been knocking on. Yeah, people may know who he is, but that doesn't mean they support him.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I also kind of get, you know, just in general, I'm not one of those people that think that attorney generals make good attorneys
or make good
governors in the first place.
No, that's you're right about that. You're right about that. And that you know, an attorney general is thought of as somebody who knows the law. A good governor is someone who is a good manager.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I also think an attorney general, just in general, any of them, would be a person who has an opinion or is told an opinion and fights for that opinion.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, and I'm like, I would rather somebody who, you know, knows not necessarily strict rules, but knows the desires and wants of people.
Of the people, yes.
Good things done, you know?
No, and I agree. And the reason is the perception is of Drummond's because he's running a lot of advertising, and none of that advertising talks about what he wants to do. None of that. He can't say that he supports Trump because he doesn't, so he's fighting that. He can't say that he's been endorsed by Trump because he hasn't been. So, and if anybody has been both directly or indirectly responsible for slinging mud at the other candidates, it's been Drummond.
Yeah, I kind of would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I also feel like, but I just felt like from name recognition, if you're looking at an uneducated, not uneducated, but just somebody who's not real on top of the daily Oklahoma politics, that you might think, well, Keating is a name I remember. But that anyway, it's strange to me, and it's strange to me how I'm not involved in, you know, governor races very often. But
it's been so long since Keating was in office, an entire generation has passed to where that name means nothing.
Probably, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that think you know, hybrid cars are brand new technology.
What I'm saying is there are a lot of people 25 to 50 years of age who don't remember when Keating was governor, or if they do remember him being a governor, they don't remember the state of Oklahoma at that point economically or any of that because they weren't old enough to be in the marketplace. That's what I mean.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, hey, before I let you go, I did want to tell you that Channel 9 says they came around and they are going to cover and like podcast or what, you know, live stream this debate from Jake Merrick's event that's going to be going on simultaneously. He's going to be answering the same questions they do. So if anybody wants to hear it, get online and find it. It's on Facebook and YouTube and all that. So.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, Joe. Glad you are in Norman on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's going to be harder to get SNAP benefits. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Coming up in the next 5 minutes. You think the Iranians were playing us for suckers? Well, President Trump was playing them for suckers. While they were too busy worrying about getting bombed, we were sneaking their oil out of their own country and into the world market in order to keep the price of oil low. Just one of the many things that the president was doing to try to keep the economy going. And I thank him for it, because I don't know about you, I looked at my IRA just the other day. It's doing well. Thanks to the Michael McGuire, by the way, and McGuire Capital. McGuire Capital, they're here to take what you've got and make it better. And it doesn't matter how little, doesn't matter how large. They're right here in Bethany, and Michael McGuire has, believe me, seen everything that can happen to the Oklahoma economy, and he's always found a way to not only help him and his clients survive, but thrive. He can do the same for you. 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, right there in downtown Bethany. Give him a call and see what he can do for you. McGuire Capital.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And is this Mark in Fairview? Hi, Mark.
Hey, Lee. Yeah, I was going to say, I was just listening to that last guy he was talking about. You know, I was kind of the same way that he was, picked up on Jake, you know, when he had that morning show on 96.9.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like listening to him the first two or three times I listened to him. It's just like I connected with everything that he was talking about.
Sure.
And I really liked him. And then when he made his announcement, I thought, you know, I almost just said, oh, that's the guy I'm voting for. But I thought, no, I'm going to keep an open mind. He's going to be my top pick if he's, you know, in the running. But that was something I just, you know, I think that's part of it. If people get to listen to him, they'll start connecting with what he's saying, because what he has is a lot of common sense. He has the same values that most people here in Oklahoma have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people want in their governor. And the thing is, up here at Fairview, you look around, that's all I see is Jake Merrick signs.
Yeah. Well, that's the good thing. When he announced, and I only knew him for a short time and only worked with him for a short while, but my advice to him was, you're going to have to work very hard to get known in the eastern part of the state. You're well known here in this part of the state, the eastern part of the state, because everybody in Oklahoma votes for governor. And if they don't know who you are, then they're not even going to consider what your platform is. So that is, I think, what he's been working on.
And that may be. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else I've noticed in this, and it seems like every time it comes up with, you know, governor's election or anything like that, all that dirty laundry that their opponents want to put.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma County leaders moving forward on a new behavioral health center. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Border traffic is on the rise, with Mexico hosting 13 World Cup matches, the first one today.
Customs and Border Protection says soccer fans are crossing the border in record numbers for World Cup games in Mexico. The cross-border express connects San Diego to the Tijuana airport. They're reporting a surge in passengers over the past week. Officials say they're expecting over 690,000 travelers to head across the border during the World Cup events. And they say they've made getting back into the U.S. quicker with enhanced passenger processing. I'm Bree Tennis.
Gen X and millennial adults are dying at a higher rate than their parents did at the same age. That's according to new health data showing increases tied to several major causes of death. Researchers say Americans born after 1970 are facing worsening middle-age health outcomes, raising concerns over rising mortality in working-age populations. First Lady Melania Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent are launching the Fostering the Future accounts in Washington, D.C. today.
The White House says the new financial resource will empower foster youth to prepare for a fiscally independent future by enabling them to own a dedicated savings and investment vehicle. The initiative is part of the First Lady's Fostering the Future program. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Steven Spielberg's sci-fi film Disclosure Day is looking to take number one at this weekend's box office.
People have a right to know the truth.
This is a story about us. All of us.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Up against the most extraordinary event in human history.
The movie is looking to bring in $35 million in North America and about $65 million around the globe. It's up against the second outing for Scary Movie, the sixth in the Wayans Brothers parody franchise. It brought in more than $54 million its opening weekend. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. An Oklahoma woman was killed in a crash Tuesday in Ellis County, with troopers saying 70-year-old Leona Nunez was driving on Highway 15 when a spare tire on her vehicle blew out. Investigators say the vehicle left the roadway striking a tree, with Nunez dying from her injuries. Crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma County leaders continue moving forward on a new behavioral health center aimed at reducing pressure on the jail system. Commissioners are considering shifting money to purchase furniture for the facility before it opens later this year. The project has been under construction for more than a year and carries a price tag of about $400 million. Officials say the center is designed to provide mental health treatment and keep more people out of jail, with construction expected to finish in September. Tulsa firefighters are warning residents about the dangers of lithium-ion batteries after a recent apartment fire, where firefighters say a battery pack exploded shortly after charging, causing damage throughout the apartment and leaving one person with minor injuries. Residents are being urged not to charge batteries while unattended or while sleeping. The fire crews also recommending replacing old or damaged batteries as soon as possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Commissioner Tom Manske has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Manske, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Manske, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Manske, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Manske for Commissioner 2026.
Even when Norman tries to do something good for the homeless, it gets screwed up. More coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with high humidity and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm in the area. These thunderstorms may be accompanied by hail and strong winds. The low will be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning thunderstorm in some areas, with the rest of the day being rather cloudy. It won't be as hot as before, but will still feel humid. The high temperature will reach 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, anticipate mostly cloudy conditions with lingering humidity. There is a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms. The low temperature will be 73 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson. Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Got some rain moving through the area, and that's going to continue till about 10 o'clock tonight, according to the Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast, but none of it looks like it's turning into anything very severe, so that's good news. On the topic, Buffet, what do you think of Iran calling directly to halt the attacks? And the United States did. And now Trump says there's an agreement that could be signed as early as this weekend. Are they once again trying to stall and obfuscate? That is the question. But bombing the shit out of them seems to have worked. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Early voting began today. It continues tomorrow and Saturday, and then the big day is on Friday. You can vote at your state voting center, voting early. If you are worried you won't be able to get off work or have enough time on your lunch hour or whatever the problem may be. We also have gone over the Republican side of the ballot and talked about what some of the possibilities are. I've told you what I think. I haven't given my endorsements yet because we've still got a long way to go. And it really doesn't matter who I suggest because there's going to be a runoff. But I did suggest who I thought would be in that runoff. 405-608-4377. And then I also had a listener ask for the information that I gave. I don't have time to go over it all again, but you can go to OCPACAction.com, Ballotpedia. That's Ballotpedia, Ballotpedia.com, OklahomaVoice.com. And get more information on some of the candidates. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. And you can find me on X and also the Facebook platforms. Make sure to join me live tomorrow at H&H Shooting Sports. I'll broadcast from 4 p. to 7 p. Great specials for Dad, including the Smith & Wesson Shield Bundle. Includes the pistol, three magazines, and a Veridian sight. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle is on special as well. 20% off, Pro-Tech automatic knives, all at H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And that is tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. Russell in Oklahoma City joining us now. Hi, Russell. Thank you for hanging on.
Hello, Lee. Real quick. I got a lot, and I know I only have a little bit of time.
Actually, so, you've called it a pretty good time. We got a good hunk of time here this time. Go ahead.
Okay, so early voting. It says I got, when you get home tonight, I don't know how long it'll take you to get home, but I just got home. I'm going to listen to you on the way because I had to go pick up my stepdaughter from work. Mm-hmm. I got three little flyers, or actually four, three of them, one for Caleb Baker, one for Gittner Drummond, and one for Kevin Hearn, U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. And then I got the 832 thing. Now, on the 832 thing, it has, that's what you'll see when you get home tonight. It has on the 832, it says early voting, hosting, it's a website, hosting.okelections.gov/earlyvote.html. If you want to find your county early voting location.
Yes.
Then they also have, it says, if you're mailing in your ballot, it must be received by 7 p.m. on June 16th. Also, it has one, two, three, four, five things on why you should vote yes. Hardworking Oklahomans deserve wages that keep up with rising costs. Fair pay helps me keep good workers and serve my community. When workers earn more, it makes our economy stronger. No one should work full-time and still struggle to take care of their family. And last, workers deserve a raise after nearly two decades. Now, I am for A32, and here's the reason why. Oklahoma is ranked number eight in the poorest nation, or the poorest state, or the top 10 worst states to move to. We're ranked number eight.
I would argue with the criteria of whatever that statistic is.
Low cost of living, bad education or bad schools, and
but low cost of living is a good thing.
Well, because we don't get paid very much.
No, low cost of living means things don't cost much here, and they don't cost much here because we don't have a lot of transportation costs, especially when it comes to fuel. We are also in the center of the country, and every railroad and highway crisscrosses across our state. So we have a built-in trucking system that brings stuff right into us.
And because employers, such as whoever, doesn't pay a living wage. But if we were stuck in 1994, most of the corporations, I would argue that they would minimum wage in Oklahoma would still be $4.25.
Maybe so.
If they have their way with it. But, okay, in 1995, could you live on the wage that you were getting then, now?
I could, yes.
Oh, what, you're making Gary England money?
No. No. But I wasn't making minimum wage. You see, you're confusing, Russell, average wage with minimum wage.
Yeah, but there's no job opportunities. That's what I'm saying. That's why we can't get no quality jobs.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's plenty of jobs. The lovely wife was thinking of getting a new job, and she opened up her computer, and a whole bunch of offers just spilled right out. Now.
Yeah. Okay.
She's not making minimum wage. Now, minimum wage is a starting point. There's a difference between minimum wage and average wage. And all the arguments you're making are for average wage. Now, I don't know what the average wage is. I'd have to go look that up. But there is no setting for the average wage. That's what's determined by the marketplace.
Is that the same thing as medium income?
Yeah.
Okay, the medium income is about like in between $36,000 and $46,000 a year.
All right. For a single household, or double household?
For a single household.
Okay. That's about right, because I thought that the median income for the average married family is around $75,000 to $80,000. Now,
okay.
I don't know what that is in terms of minimum wage, in terms of hourly wage, you know, but.
Okay. Well. Yeah. If they do pass this, if this thing does pass us, $15 an hour, okay, so when we get up to $15 an hour, now then that will raise the poverty level, right?
No.
Correct?
No, it'll increase the poverty level because more people will be laid off because they're not going to spend $15 an hour to have somebody flip hamburgers.
Yeah, but
farmers are not going to be able to spend $15 an hour to hire somebody to help harvest his crop.
If a, well, if you're the family owned and operated, yes, but.
Even if you are family owned and operated, you're not exempt. Let's say you got your grandsons helping you out. You have to pay them $15 an hour.
Maybe they might do that. But anyway, what I was trying to get to is the poverty level now is, I don't know what it is, but I think it will be, it will raise the poverty level to, like the last time I checked, the poverty level is like $16,000 a year. That's the poverty level.
Okay.
Then, if this passes, that will raise it up to $32,500 because that's what it comes out when you make $15 an hour.
And more people will not be making that, is what my point is. So the amount of people who are poor, or the amount of people who are underemployed, or the amount of people who are not getting paid will go up because companies are not going to pay that for someone to flip hamburgers or deliver pizza. Again, minimum wage is what we're talking about, Russell. We're not talking about average. We're talking about minimum.
Wow.
And that's where people confuse. They confuse living wage with minimum wage. Living wage is different. And living wage can't be set by the government anymore than, but minimum wage can be. That means this is the least you're going to be allowed to pay somebody to do a remedial job.
Well, I blame all this on COVID because
the federal government
decided to give the unemployment while everybody was stuck at home, gave them so much money a month, and then when it's time to go back to work, I was making this money sitting at home, so therefore, if I'm going to get paid, I might as well just get paid that amount instead of working for less.
Yes.
So they was forced to pay everybody higher. That's when...
Or they figured out they didn't need all those people and they let them go.
And create kiosks to order your food.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm just...
Now, don't...
I'm just frustrated.
And don't misunderstand, Russell. I'm not against raising the minimum wage. I'm against State Question 832. I'm against raising it the way State Question 832 wants to raise it. It wants to raise it no matter what the marketplace is saying. And then, it wants to base it not on Oklahoma standards. It wants to base it on the national standard and the national urban standard. So not even the entire taking all of the minimum wages across the United States and taking an average. It's not even doing that. It's only going into the heavily urban areas.
Oh, and also notice this, we're two more things and then I get off here.
Okay.
As on the bottom is this thing on the 832, whatever you call it.
The circular, yeah.
Yeah. It says, for more voting information and to track your ballot, visit okvoter.com or scan here. But also they also have the state question. So what it reads, what you will see on the ballot when you go and vote, they have that on the flyer too. So, if you get it, read it, and then you will be able to decide whether you want it or not.
I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to read what is on my sample ballot, which is the actual measure itself, and I'm going to see where the inconsistencies are, because I bet there are plenty on whatever circular you're looking at.
Well, you should. If I got one, you most likely got one.
I know, but what I'm saying is you don't see what's on what is on the actual ballot itself. And if you go to ok.gov/elections, you can download your sample ballot and see the actual measure. It has to be written out word for word. What you're looking at might be a summary on that circular, and I'm wondering how misleading what that is written on that circular really is.
And what was that website again?
ok.gov/election.
ok.gov/election.
Election,
okay.
Yeah.
And you already most likely looked at it. So how many pages are we going to have to fill out?
Oh, I haven't looked at it. Quite honestly, I haven't. I was going to this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, Thanks for the time. It's been an honor.
You're quite welcome. Yes, I don't know if I changed your mind, but I hope I've enlightened you a little bit. Russell in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On the way, even when Norman tries to do something nice for the homeless, somehow it gets screwed up. Freedom 96.9. Happened this morning while I was in the men's room. I feel my phone vibrate, and I'm busy at the time, so I just let it go to voicemail. Sure enough, it's another candidate saying, please vote for me. And if it's not that, it's someone trying to get me to sign up for Medicare. Yeah, I get that too. It's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of the same kind of phone calls. Well, let's not worry about the election. Just make sure you vote. And let's not worry about out-of-state people trying to get you to sign up for Medicare. Make sure you go with somebody who's here in town and has seen it all. And that is Eunice Corey and her team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. One call, and it'll be the smartest call you've made. 405-848-5790. The team will meet you and see what your personal needs are, financial, physical, whatever they may be, and put together a plan that works for you. The team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Call them at 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal grows. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
And I don't know.
So
when you see the commencement of Epic Fury, if a conflict were to have to recommence, our ability to target, our ability to sense, our ability to see, our ability to get into networks has only been vastly improved over time.
Pete Hegseth saying that, by the way, during the ceasefire, they have been improving where and how they can keep tabs on what's going on with the Iranians. And we kind of saw that in action over the past 24 hours. Freedom 96.9, big story of the afternoon that looks like the bombing the S out of them has worked because they're negotiating again. Will this come to a stall? That is to be determined over the next couple of days. But J.D. Vance is preparing to fly to Europe to sign some papers with the Iranians. At least that's what I'm being told now by my sources. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-684-377. And Lynn is in Shawnee. Thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Hey, so on this state question 832, I definitely agreement with you that employers are going to be looking to cut hours. But the other way they're going to cut expenses that I haven't heard anybody talk about is they're going to reduce the number of full-time employees, increase the number of part-time employees so they can pay fewer benefits. And that's another way that they're going to cut their costs to make up for having to pay more.
That is reasonable. Therefore, they will have more people that they will have to be paying that minimum wage to.
But they won't be having to pay health care, dental care, all those types of things that can really add up.
Yeah.
Just hadn't heard anybody talking about that potential downfall of passing this.
No, I've seen some conversation. When I do my daily kind of a little Facebook reel every day on Facebook about what I'm going to talk about on the program today, sometimes I get some reactions. And I had this long and involved paragraph from a business owner that did go into that. And also went into the other expenses that small businesses must pay, and like unemployment and so on. And so they will have fewer employees, they will have to pay less employment. And not all of the expenses that is incurred by a small business is coming from the employees themselves. So raising the minimum wage is going to damage the small business person in other ways other than just not being able to hire people.
And of course, you're absolutely right. The other thing it's going to do is increase prices, which is just going to fuel inflation here in Oklahoma, and the increased wages are just behind again.
But again, Lynn, this for me isn't about whether it should be raised or not. That's not what this state question asks. It doesn't ask if it should. It says it will be raised. If you agree with this, it will be raised, and it'll be raised in increments that are not set to the marketplace in Oklahoma. They are set to the marketplace in other larger, more populated states.
Yeah, I'm totally against this state question. I'm actually against the government, whether it's the state government or the national government, setting any kind of minimum wage.
I agree. I agree. I'm willing to compromise by saying, you know, when asked, does Oklahoma need to raise its minimum wage since it hasn't in over 10 years? Yeah, we might need to look at that. For whatever reason, nobody has. I don't know why. But that doesn't mean I'm against raising the minimum wage. I'm against this kind of gradual raising of the minimum wage based on something that's from out of state.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, man.
You're welcome. And Lynn, that's what a lot of people think. I mean, I've had 3 calls today, maybe even 4 calls today from people saying, I support the minimum wage because we haven't raised it in over 9 years or 10 years. Well, that's not what State Question 832 is asking you. They're not asking you if it should be raised. They're asking you if it will be raised. Because when you say, when you vote in the affirmative, that's what you're saying. It will be raised. 405-684-377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin. Where are you?
Well, I'm over here in the town.
Okay. In Oklahoma City?
No, I'm far. I'm out by a little place called Seminole area.
Seminole. Okay. Yeah, good. That's where all my peeps are from. What's on your mind? I don't have a lot of time.
Well, I'm just going to talk to you for a second about this. And I think the 100% right. It's not just necessarily about.
And Justin, I'm only catching every other word, dude. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe try to call back. I'm only catching every other word. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone and the sensitivity is too low or something. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's see here. SNAP benefits. Due to the Big Beautiful Act of 2025, you will have to at least work 20 hours per week or volunteer 20 hours a week. To be eligible, they're going to move the eligibility from 54 to 64 and reduce the number of exemptions. And then they've also caught up with the biggest fraudster in the United States, who is, you guessed it, from Somalia. All that coming up in
USA Radio News. I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says he expects a deal with Iran to be signed within days, possibly this weekend. Could happen in Europe.
That's a very detailed memorandum of understanding, also agreed to by many other countries that have great influence over them, and everybody wants it done.
Trump told reporters the agreement would lead to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has not yet confirmed any deal has been reached. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at lowering seafood costs and boosting the U.S. fishing industry. The order rolls back regulations, expands access to key fishing grounds in both the Atlantic and Pacific, and seeks to improve competitiveness against foreign fleets.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 929 points, the S&P 500 climbed 127 points, and the NASDAQ surged 640 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
An Oklahoma woman was killed in a crash Tuesday in Ellis County, with troopers saying 70-year-old Leona Nunez was driving on Highway 15 when a spare tire on her vehicle blew out. Investigators say the vehicle left the roadway striking a tree, with Nunez dying from her injuries. Crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma County leaders continue moving forward on a new behavioral health center aimed at reducing pressure on the jail system. Commissioners are considering shifting money to purchase furniture for the facility before it opens later this year. The project has been under construction for more than a year and carries a price tag of about $400 million. Officials say the center is designed to provide mental health treatment and keep more people out of jail, with construction expected to finish in September. Tulsa firefighters are warning residents about the dangers of lithium-ion batteries after a recent apartment fire, where firefighters say a battery pack exploded shortly after charging, causing damage throughout the apartment and leaving one person with minor injuries. Residents are being urged not to charge batteries while unattended or while sleeping. The fire crews also recommending replacing old or damaged batteries as soon as possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough.
So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
It is Lee Matthews for Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group is not just here to sell you a new car, but they're also here to take care of the car that you have. And I know, as I was raised by a single parent, before dealerships would do things like this, it was always a worry for mom, checking the oil, checking the radiator, spark plugs, battery, and all of that. Well, Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936 in El Reno, off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 and the new roundabout. And they want to help continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light on, low tire pressure light, weak battery, your air conditioner not doing the job, recall issues or safety issues, and at this day and age, the car will tell you, not the other way around. And they do all of this at no charge. And they normally do this with a regularly scheduled service visit at all, but this is your opportunity to get over to Frontier Motors and see what they can do for you, whether it's buying a new car or taking care of the one you've got. Just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are, or wherever you are, in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, 405-262-3355.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Live Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Early voting is underway. How you can get a sample ballot and a voter's guide coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with the drive.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with high humidity and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm in the area. These thunderstorms may be accompanied by hail and strong winds. The low will be 68 degrees. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning thunderstorm in some areas, with the rest of the day being rather cloudy. It won't be as hot as before, but will still feel humid. The high temperature will reach 86 degrees. Tomorrow night, anticipate mostly cloudy conditions with lingering humidity. There is a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms. The low temperature will be 73 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up.
The bombs will not hit us. Allah will protect us.
That was Iranian television last night. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. Joe, this must have been the Joe that was having some problems speaking to me on the phone a moment ago. He's written on social media, "Hello, Lee. Today, there's been a lot of conversation about State Question 832. It's been a topic for some time, but I haven't heard how it got so far. How has it got on the ballot? Did congressman or senator introduce it? And if so, who is this person?" Well, Joe, it was a petition measure. As you know, we have the legislature, and you can go to your legislator and ask them to come up with a law or a rule or a measure in your interest, and they can do that. The governor can introduce a petition, can introduce an item. And decide whether or not that, it, you know, and push that through the legislature and so on. But then also there's an alternative way that the people can bypass the legislature, and that is to come up with a petition measure. And they have to get a certain amount of voters to sign that petition before the measure can be put on a ballot and voted upon. This was pushed by an organization from California called Citizens United, who have done the same thing in California, Nebraska, Oregon, and Washington to raise the minimum wage. And they came into Oklahoma. They pushed it really hard. They went down to the Tulsa State Fair and the Oklahoma State Fair, and they got the signatures they needed and got it on the ballot. We have since, as a state, changed and made it harder to get signatures on a petition to then put a ballot measure forward. So they would not be able to do that again, but it's made it on the ballot. And again, I say vote against it. Thanks a lot, Joe. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
It's Ray.
And where are you, Ray?
Here at Edmond.
All right, sir. What you got?
Okay, I'd like to talk to you about the 832. Also, I am a small businessman with 24 employees, and my customer service people start at $13 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
No one's paid minimum wage in a long time. It popped up on Facebook about minimum wage, and this person's on there, and I have to ask them, who pays minimum wage here in Oklahoma? And they answered back, McDonald's, Walmart, Whataburger.
Less than 1% of the workers in Oklahoma are getting paid minimum wage. Less.
Because I went to their webpage. McDonald's starts at $12 an hour. Walmart at $11 an hour there. And so and I said, well, I start at 13 and then go from there. But there's also paid benefits. We also offer insurance. Health insurance, a little bit of health insurance and dental insurance to my employees. If we have to keep if it goes up higher and higher, that means I'm going to cut back on my insurance to my employees and stuff.
That's right.
And also, I was in a store yesterday. I won't mention your name if I get trouble, but they sell milk and stuff, and they're out of Tuttle, Oklahoma. And they had your help wanted. I said, what are you starting at? $12 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go $15, and then to go $15 an hour, that means on my $13 an hour, I'm going to give them a $2 an hour raise to start with. And my employees making $15 now, I'm going to give them a raise because they're not making, so they'll be
and
making
then it'll go up, and then, Ray, it'll go up from there based on the arbitrary whims of other states. Yes. So
right, I understand that there, but you've been sitting there. But that means my employees, if they're already making $15 an hour, are going to have a pay raise because they are valuable to me.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there, so they're going to have to get maybe $2 or $3 or $4 an hour raise on top of it there. So, you know, people don't bring that up there. But the ones who are making the new minimum wage at 15 an hour are going to have to get
maybe that's why the minimum wage in Oklahoma hasn't been raised, because it doesn't need to be raised, because nobody's getting paid by that little.
Yeah.
Now, thank you, Ray. Thank you for calling in on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. Jason Wendt is now joining us. As you know, Freedom 96.9 is going to be a big part of Liberty Fest 2026, the 250th anniversary of the signing of our Declaration of Independence, and it's going to be a whole week full of great festivities, including the parade itself, the concert in the park, and one of the festivities will be the Liberty Sprint. Jason Wendt is the chairman of the Liberty Sprint. Jason, tell us where it is and all the details.
So the race is Saturday, June 27th at 8 a.m. Sign up is occurring right now. But probably the easiest way to do that is to go to the libertyfest.org, and there's a link under events. There's 10 events, and the Liberty Sprint is one of those. And if you go to that link, it'll take you to another website where you can sign up. It's a little bit too complicated to repeat, so that's probably the easiest way to get there. And just follow the instructions there, and you can sign up. Packet pickup will be the Friday before, so Friday the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown Edmond, there's a store called Native Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 to 6, you can drop in anytime between 10 to 6 on that Friday to pick up your packet.
This is all part of Liberty Fest for 2026, which is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So it's going to be a big event and a great way to be a part of it. I'm actually going to be running in it as well, so I invite you to be a part of it. Jason, tell us a little bit about the route. Where is it going to begin and so on?
So this is our fourth year, and we have it at Mitch Park in Edmond.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, Cobell, and I think it's between, is it Bryant? And anyway, Mitch Park, and most people know where that's at.
Yeah.
And the best way to get there is, you know, come west on Cobell and then turn in as you would, as you're going to the YMCA. And, you know, it'd be a big inflatable and some signage. It's kind of hard to miss. And so you just park right there and, you know, try to get there early and get set up and stretched. We're going to have Orange Theory is going to be out, and they're going to be stretching everybody out about 15 minutes before the race. So should be a great time. Yeah, we're going to get kicked off at 8, try to beat the heat. So
yeah.
I think that's important this time of year.
And that's coming up on the 27th of June. So it'll be here before you know it. Get yourself signed up for the Liberty Sprint. It's a 5K race at Mitch Park. LibertyFest.org is the website, and you'll find a link there on that website. This all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Tell us a little about Travis Mannion.
So we set this up, there's a little bit of history behind this.
Mm-hmm.
When we set this up originally, we really wanted a sponsor, and we were approached by Travis Mannion Foundation. They were trying to get a chapter started in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was one of the big events that kind of helped them get there. And Travis Mannion was a service member who was killed in 2007. And he died in action helping some of his service members get out of a building or something, and he died. So they kind of set this up as a nonprofit to help service members' families who have passed away, so like their spouse,
mm-hmm.
Gold Star families, and we just really believe in that cause. And we were looking for a charity to kind of help out, and they approached us at the time that we were getting everything set up. So we just teamed with them, and it's really worked out well. They have about 20 members every year that come up from Dallas and the surrounding areas, and they come in and they help us get set up and they help us do the fundraising and find sponsors. And it's been just a great partnership between Liberty Fest and the Travis Manion Foundation. So a portion of the race proceeds go back to them as a donation. So it's, you know, it's a great way to get out, enjoy the weather and stay in shape. But it also, a lot of that is going towards a great cause. So.
And the route will be around Mitch Park. It doesn't ever depart from Mitch Park, I gather.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a 1 mile fun run. Mm-hmm. And then there's the 5K, which basically is a full loop.
Yeah.
Around Mitch Park. So yeah, it's an enclosed course. It's safe. You don't have to worry about, you know, crossing traffic or anything like that. And
yeah.
There's people out kind of directing traffic. So you know exactly where to go.
Matthews Mansion is not very far from there. When I was training for marathons, that was a regular on that running trail and walking trail. It's actually nice because it's varied. It's not like you're seeing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah. And it's got some scenery. It's got some mm-hmm. nice rolling hills. And yeah, it's a great place to run.
Habitat, so. A lot of habitat too, rabbits and things. And,
and
Travis Manion, from what I understand, he is the coiner of the phrase, and it became his motto, and therefore the motto of the Travis Manion Foundation. If not me, then who?
Yeah. And so the story, and I apologize, our Aaron Hudgens, who's the chapter president, was flying today and he couldn't be here, but he sent me a list of mm-hmm. some background information. And that's the phrase that Travis Manion actually mentioned before he went in to save his teammates mm-hmm. was, you know, if not me, then who? And so that kind of became the motto for mm-hmm. the company. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, a great organization, and they help service members and their families, and they're just involved in the community, and they do some great things. So,
we're talking to Jason Wendt, chairman of Liberty Sprint, which is coming up as part of Liberty Fest. It'll be June 27th. That's a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, Mitch Park in Edmond. And you can get signed up and learn more about it at libertyfest.org. There'll be a link that brings you there. It's the type of thing you sign up, and then you go pick up your race packet that has your number and all the other stuff. Is that how it works?
Yeah, there'll be a bib
mm-hmm.
with the pickup packet and some other goodies and swag. The bib actually has the chip in it. So it's
okay.
A timed race. So if you are, you know, I know a lot of runners have to run a certain amount of events every year, or if they're trying to get, you know, build their resume, mm-hmm. you want to run these timed events. And so this is a sanctioned event. So it's been measured, and the results will go. So it's got a chip.
Mm-hmm.
I was also going to mention that we do have great medals that are, each year we design a special medal, for every runner. And this year's got the 250th, scissor tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a great looking medal. And then you also get a nice race shirt. It's a tech shirt, which is a step up from a cotton t-shirt, which you get for most races. So, you know, one of the things we want to do at this race is really provide good swag
mm-hmm.
because we find that a lot of runners want to keep coming back if you provide, you know, nice medals, nice shirts. And
they wear it, too, when they're training. When they're training for other races, they'll wear it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know, because I've done that. I don't do like I used to. I used to do a marathon. I used to do about two marathons a year.
Wow.
I backed off on that because I don't want to have a knee replacement in the next couple of years. But 5K, I can get through without passing out. So
yeah, I'm like you. I used to be a runner. I mm-hmm. ran a lot of cross country, but I've kind of backed off a little bit. You know, 5Ks I'm okay with. You know, get to 10K, and that's about my limit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Age, sometimes you got to be careful, but you know, 5K,
mm-hmm.
especially early in the morning, like we're doing, not a problem.
You can get that done 35, 40 minutes, no problem. And you're with
exactly.
a bunch of people, you're all doing something good for a good cause. And this year it's going to mean something because it's the 250th anniversary of the founding of the nation as well. So
yeah, it's going to be a big event through across all of our events. We have 10 events, the parade, the car show, the mm-hmm. fireworks. And you were expecting close to 500 runners this year. So each year this event gets bigger. If we can get beyond 500 runners, we're going to try to add a 10K next year. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, this is going to be a big event. Liberty Fest draws annually between 100,000 to 125,000 people. It's the biggest 4th of July event in the state of Oklahoma, and it's been ranked as one of the top events in the nation. And it draws not just from Edmond, but, you know, the surrounding community, Guthrie and places.
I would attest to all over the world, because last year I was emceeing the parade, and I did a two-way bit, what we call a little interview bit, with a documentary company from Japan, and then another one from Great Britain. The BBC was there, and they needed me to do a little intro for them to what we were about to do. So I was like, wow, we are going international with this thing. So I know this thing is more than just in the state and the region. So thanks a lot. Paul Wentz, chairman of the Liberty Fest Parade. Thanks a lot for joining us on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joe Biden sure bragged a lot about building back better. Let's see where it got him. Yeah, it's Lee Matthews for McRoof.us, powered by McRoof RX. They want to remind you to vote, early voting on right now, big election coming up Tuesday. And they also want to remind you to not listen to the rhetoric from people like Joe Biden. You want to go with someone who, when they say they're going to build back better, they actually do it. And that's what McRoof does. McRoof doesn't just slap new shingles on your roof. They make sure that your roof is in good shape. If it isn't, they replace what is there, and then they put better shingles on, better backing on, making it more durable to handle what Oklahoma weather can dish out to it. And your insurance company will love you for it. After all, they're getting more and more flaky every day. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, where they are saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Father's Day is just around the corner, so this year skip the tie and get Dad what he really wants at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. H&H has the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus 9mm bundle. Three total mags, a Viridian optic included, and now on sale for $479.99. Henry's Golden Boy 22 rifle, now just $589.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Pro-Tech knives, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma. Live Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at McRoof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and the Drive. Every time Norman tries to do something about its homeless situation, it gets screwed up. Serious fire violations at Norman's emergency homeless shelter prompted state inspectors to temporarily shut it down, forcing more than 50 people to find another place to sleep this past Monday. Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's office said shelter posed an immediate danger in the event of fire. Inspectors said the shelter, implemented in November of 2022 to provide temporary housing during winter, has operated without meeting minimum fire code requirements. Officials say the shelter's been in violation for years, and an anonymous tip led to the action. Fire Marshal's report cited issues including outdated fire extinguishers, electrical problems, and exit doors that did not meet fire code requirements. Giving them a place to go doesn't solve the problem. Joe Pags is coming up next. Make sure to join me tomorrow at H&H Shooting Sports, where I will broadcast live from 4 to 7, just in time for Father's Day on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.